Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's the finale of the two-game set against the Phillies, if you include the first two-game set. I guess the Yankees are trying to tie up the season series tonight as well as this series. They won game one, and they run back the same original lineup before DJ LeMahieu's stomach started acting up. We'll be discussing it all. I'm here, Jake's here, BBD's here, and Andrew Plays with a Z is here in the chat. How you doing, Jake?
James, Big Baby David, everyone live in the chat outside of Andrew Plays, and everyone listening after, maybe on your way there. We, teaser, might be in the building tonight. Man, how fun was last night.
So I told you.
The Greg Allen show. Yeah, it was a great what to watch for. Florio is the sweetest man ever. How did no one tell us that? One of the best press conferences I've ever seen, and the home run.
Can you tell me about the press conference? I didn't have internet, so
go watch it now. Like, we'll catch up with you.
Tell me.
He's in just like a cute polo, like a college kid on his first day of college in a polo. He's like, yeah, my wife called me on the way in today, and she's like, you should hit your first home run today. So I did. And he's just like, it's very sweet. He's a sweet boy. So I'm so in on the Florio train. The game flow got messed up a little bit by the Wade double play. So then Stanton had to take Ruggie's homer.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
So it messed up the flow of the game for me a little bit. But and it's so funny, man. We're talking about these, you know, these Yankees and, you know, extra bases, hitting runs, taking bags, all that kind of stuff. Yankees hit four homers yesterday. Yankees hit four home runs yesterday. So although it felt a lot different, especially with the guys doing it, the bombers kind of came out. Philly's pen, oh, my God. But, yeah, we crushed the pregame show. You guys are all welcome. And we'll do it again today. How are you, James?
I am good. I'm hitting my midday lull, actually. I have some energy drink here. Trying to get it going. I was interested. The only thing I was interested, I tweeted it out this morning. If DJ was still sick, which he's not. Right. But if he was, I was wondering if they were going to try and get Gary out of this game. And I think that's going to be my what to watch for, is that if there's a big swing in the lead, five runs or more after the sixth, I think you may try to see them sneak some rest from Gary with four games coming up against Boston, a lot of day games, night games, that he's going to have to play all four. So I'm interested in that. And obviously we got, you know, Asher Wojciechowski versus Spencer Howard, and neither of them are probably like going to go that deep, and neither of them, well, I mean, I don't know what Spencer Howard's been up to, but Asher Wojciechowski hasn't pitched since 2020. And, one of the most recent outings he had, he got lit up by the Yankees.
Well, those Yankees were built different. Yeah, no, this, I don't even know how you forecast this game. Like, there was a fear factor. There's always a fear factor about a bullpen game, right? Because it just hits that point where it's the sixth inning, no one's seen the same batter twice, and you just end up being like, what? Like, it never felt like we had a chance today. The Phillies bullpen is atrocious. So I'm interested to see what kind of leash Howard has. I mean, he's the guy that came up and he was a big prospect. Like, they thought he was going to be the guy that solved things for the Phillies. His last couple outings, so June 14th, he went up to 67. June 20th, 53. Last one, 39. So I think best case scenario for Spencer Howard, if he looks good, is try to get him twice through the lineup. That's kind of if he's at his best. Otherwise, you know, they'll kick it to someone, but that's kind of the Yankees conundrum here too, because Wojciechowski's kind of same boat. His dream day is twice through the lineup, 65 pitches. You looked great, kid. If he doesn't have that, we're pretty confident the Yankees are going to be piecing it together with not their A guys. As, you know, we know they value the Boston games more. So this game could get ugly, I think, both ways. I think a five-run lead in this game probably isn't safe either way either. So we could get some more fun tonight.
Looking at Spencer Howard's pitch mix, he throws his fastball this season 70% of the time. That's a lot to just throw a four-seam fastball. The expected batting average and batting average is really good. He's got an expected batting average of 190 this season and expected slugging of 326. So those are good numbers off the fastball. He throws 70% of the time. How fast is he throwing it? 94? 5? He just got great control?
Need more than that, Spence. Well, it's got a 5.82 ERA, so.
Yeah, but the fastball numbers aren't terrible. The other numbers are bad. Like, if he throws the changeup, the slider, those are getting absolutely rocked. The curveball has been working, but he doesn't throw it at all. So weird pitch mix. He throws the fastball a lot. So I think you got to attack early if you're the Yankees. If you're facing a guy, that would be my strategy here. If you're facing a guy that doesn't,
because he might not have an out pitch. Might not have an out pitch. That's the other part of it. So we've seen the Yankees do well on that.
In individual at bats, yeah. You can't let him get in groove with the fastball, it seems, because it seems like it does work when he gets into grooves. I don't know.
Really interested to see, man. I mean, this is, you know, a lot of Yankee fans get mad about young pitchers. Spencer Howard coming into the season, 27th overall prospect by Baseball America. And in his AAA time this year, 21.2 innings, a 1.25 ERA. So if that's not one of those great examples of how different it is to be in the show. So I'm interested to see what Spencer Howard looks like. No idea the actual scouting report on him. And we'll see. I mean, either way, these Yankees, you know, I do a lot of built different jokes. But, man, just the at-bats they're having. Passing the baton, 3-2 counts. Gary dialed up. I'm excited to see him back in. And I am a little surprised to not see Rob Brantley. Because we talked about the buildup for the Red Sox series. But, hey, Gary looked so dialed on that NOLA at bat. So I'm glad to see him back out there. And, yeah, let's go up big and bludgeon and kick it to Albert Abreu.
Albert.
Also surprised about the Brantley thing. Cause, and they said yesterday when DJ went out, Gary at first was on the table.
Mm.
So not sneaking that in today. Would have been easy enough to just do Gary at first, DJ at third instead of Wade.
That's what I tweeted this morning. Yeah. Put Gary at first.
We would have had a good angle for that, too.
Yeah, I woke up early and I was like, ooh, Gary at first today. He's played. Gary's played first before.
It's been a minute, though, right?
Yeah.
It's been like three different innings responded, across two games.
Someone responded to my tweet and was like, has Gary ever played first? And I was like, there was a weird stretch.
I don't know if that's happened since like 2017.
2017 might have, but there was a weird stretch where he did.
He got like twice in a week. They put him there for the ninth inning.
He'll never
or something.
Be a Posada.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Can't say that.
Two games at first base in 2017. We must have had the same memories, BBD, because that's what I remembered.
Yeah. Well, I know at one point last year, like during scary quarantine, I was doing a just tweeting fun Yankee clips every couple days thing, and that was one I did.
He had one
nice play during that.
June 10th and June 11th. Was that when they did their winning formation, when Chris Carter went from to right field and Gary went to first? Yes. Do you remember that? The Yankees would be up so big that they would send Chris Carter to right field and Gary Sanchez to first base.
Jeez.
The first time Gary played first, they were winning 16-3. The next time, they were winning 14-3. And it was their winning formation. They sent Chris Carter both games from first base to right field. Romine came in for Judge to catch. And Gary went to first base. They did it two games in a row. That's why I remember, because it was so much fun.
Bring it back.
It was like Father's Day when Judge hit the home run over the furthest home run ever over the bleachers and left. Wow.
Broken TV.
All right.
Did they let hang for a while because they were like, this is cool.
That is cool. That was a smart move. We like that.
Other TVs. So
we like that at the
need
time.
To replace them.
I what to watch for? The bottom three. Everyone's got Greg Allen fever, and that's obvious. Waiter. I know everyone was getting their mean tweets off after the bases loaded at bat, and I mean, Wade to Alvarado to first. I mean, that's, you won't see that double play ever again. I promise you. But he actually had some good ABs. He was locked in Florio, my guy. I mean, again, we told you yesterday on the pregame show, he'll go 1 for 3. It's just, what's the one? So, and he's my favorite ever. So that's what Poppy's watching tonight.
I like that. What am I watching for? I guess attack early. I like that. And Gary coming out said that as well. Find some rest for him.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. You know, we talked about the Brantley stuff and how much they love being able to plug a guy into the situation. A little surprised it's not Brantley with the Gary Sanchez vaunted pinch hit, but it's a good thing. Good.
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 Good. I had another thing I was going to say, but now I forget.
Woj.
What was it, man?
Woj. Does you forgetting what you wanted to say, is that brought to us by someone?
Yeah, it's like the time I forgot to clean myself up before going swimming in my Speedo. And it was super embarrassing. And then I remembered that Manscaped exists. And I took my lawnmower 4.0 trimmer and the weed whacker for the ears and the nose and the ball deodorant. And I fixed myself right up. Went back out to the pool club. Looked great.
Set the record.
Set the record for diving.
Hairs in the pool.
No.
Because there was loose. You forgot to sneeze after you tripped.
It was loose. Yeah, but it was loose nose hairs in the pool record. A guy with active intact nose hairs was like just sitting in the corner bragging.
Blown away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Full Brillo pad underneath his Speedo, too.
How do you get his nose hairs out?
But if you want to trim up before you wear your Speedo in the nose hair competition, you can go to Manscaped and get 20% off plus free shipping with code PREGAME at Manscaped.com. 20% off plus free shipping with code PREGAME at Manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped. Trim up. Get yourself ready to go. They got the brand new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take the podium. Fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. Thanks, Manscaped. Appreciate you. I think what I was going to say that I forget is that I am interested to Stan having back-to-back games would be going into Boston would be key. This was my must win. I mean, if before the series,
right.
I said
right.
they can lose the first game, but they cannot lose the second game. Said if they split, it's only if they lose the first and win the second or they sweep. So it's a must win. I mean, people, all the literalists out there.
Right.
Don't, like, understand that you can, you know, be loosey-goosey with words. It's not actually right. a must-win. Shut up. I'd really, really like them to win this game.
You know what it is, Jim? It's a must-win or a must-lose. Like, Woj comes out. He goes 2 innings, 6 earned.
If they're in it, they better win
it. It's 6-1 Phillies into the fifth, and it's just like, all right, pack the bags. This is a weird two-game interleague set. We started Wojo. Let's keep it moving. If they're in this game, they do have to win it. Because the energy right now is palpable. Great word. Ooh, double finger point on the screen, too. And, yeah, I mean, I think they're gonna because the Phillies are this bullpen and infield just doesn't have it.
Don't do that to him. He's going to be so close to Reaser.
Our friend. Say hi.
We will say hi to him.
How about Baby Toe? I mean, speaking of guys, to the wall, and that's obvious. Gone at Fenway.
Baby Toe, I want to know how it went down, because I believe Joe Girardi said, give me Ronald Torres.
Yes.
Like, I have one ask. I want him as my bench guy. Because they don't do bench guys how they should do bench guys anymore.
I mean,
like, did you hear the K and them talking about it? Like, they're like, you know, this guy's stats. Like, no analytics team is going to put him on a 40-man roster.
No, he was talking about the Yankees. He was saying how the Yankees love on-base percentage and power, so Torreya's never had a chance here. Having a nice year. Positive war. Palpable.
Good for him.
Palpable.
Little baby toe. All right. Pitching path to victory. Is it tough?
Promo code pregame, by the way, if you need to shave your pubic hairs. Man, I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. Woj for two? Are you asking for three?
Innings or times through the rotation?
Innings.
I'm asking for like four.
Oh.
Three, it...
Because you've been calling him opener, Woj.
I have?
Well, you said he's been coming out of the pen all year. We said the Phillies are doing an opener day, and you've said the Yankees are doing an opener day as well.
Yeah, I'm asking for him not to.
Okay.
But they should have a short hook.
Okay.
So
let's split the gap and call it three.
Three, I'd be okay with if he goes three scoreless.
But then he's going to get a fourth, so I don't think...
No, that's what I want the Yankees to have a... Two, I don't think helps us at all because we have no one else. If he only goes two, right. Like we're... Our prayers with Woj a little bit. Because who is behind him?
The stalking horse.
That was a mean tweet, but the truest tweet.
But the truest tweet there ever was.
Yeah.
You want some Ernie's?
Yeah.
I don't like it. But it's true. It's mean. It's true. Okay. So let's actually do this. Woj, let's put him in for three right now.
Yeah, I mean,
and see if it's possible.
Pencil it in.
His last three games in AAA, he went into the fourth inning. So, like, okay. That's what I'm expecting.
Okay.
I just meant, like, three. He's not, like, a five inning. Definitely not five.
Right.
We're not waiting to see him five. Get to 100 pitches. Yeah. And...
Who's the first man out, Nelly or Abreu?
I hope it's Abreu. I really do. It's tough. The path to victory is tough. I mean, all right, let's eliminate people. Like, actually eliminate. Sess is actually eliminated. Litke is actually eliminated. Chad Green, Chapman, and Britton. If it's a close game,
right.
One or two of those guys may be used in the eighth or ninth inning if it's a save situation and it's there for them.
Litke probably out.
Yeah, Litke and Sess are out.
Both 28 and 29 pitches.
I have Britton as the closer today.
I kind of like... Who's pitching the first game against Boston?
It looks like Montgomery.
Monty.
I kind of like using Chapman again to just really churn out and hope right. You don't have to use him game
tomorrow.
One. Yeah, I hope you don't have to
I
use
see
him
what
game
you're
one.
Saying.
But, like, he was so on fire that if you can just keep sparking that,
right.
Like, I wouldn't be against it. But, yeah, it's one of Britton, Chapman, or Chad. I think Chad's going to have the day off because they're really going to lean on him.
Yeah, he was 29 Sunday and then 13 yesterday.
They need him. They need him available to go multiple.
Chappie's been every other since Friday. I'd like to see. I don't know if I don't think Britton's pitch back to back. And we used to be big, keep Zach Britton regular people.
I mean,
so pump him up a little bit. Give him the ninth. And then
if he's unavailable for game one, there's a lot of
the
lot
rest of
righties,
the bullpen's bad, guys.
Hit the over, people.
The rest of the bullpen that you're going to see today, if Woj has to come out early, you're going to see Wilson, Nelson, Abreu.
Krisky.
Like, that's it.
They don't even have Krisky on the website I use.
They have him on the website I use.
Shots fired.
They're usually pretty good.
Sorry, yeah. Brooks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sloppy. What if they were to have? They're not going to do that. Like, will they? They won't use any of those high end guys we're talking about. Britton, Chad, who I don't think they're using, Chapman, unless it's save situation, eighth or ninth inning, right? Like, if it's
you have to
if,
think so.
If it's close game, fifth inning, bases loaded, would they bring Britton in for one batter?
No.
Chad in for one batter, like just get out of this inning where you won't pitch the next inning. I don't think so.
I think they'd hope it's. A lefty up in a jam, and they can roll the dice on Wilson. At least it's a lefty-lefty thing.
Give Wilson a clean
inning. So what they're going to do...
Oh, that'd be cool.
I think I got it.
You got it?
they half believe in Wilson, slash they want him to believe. Wilson's our eight-inning guy today. So it's Wilson, it's one of Britton, Chad, and Chapman in the ninth. So you've got to get through seven innings with Woj. Ideally, it's Woj, Albert, and Nelson. Like, Nick Nelson, we had high expectations for. He can throw a couple good innings. Abreu's got all the arm talent in the world. We'll give that a chance.
I think all his MLB results this year have been good.
And then Kriske's your, if those guys get in trouble, Kriske's your get-out-of-the-inning guy.
It's everything you just said. Eighth inning is Justin Wilson's no matter what. And the ninth.
No matter what score.
And the ninth is, if it's close, Chapman to get him back out there. If it's not close, Kriske, because the game doesn't matter. And he's a one-inning
guy. Justin Wilson. I don't care if it's 1-9 or if it's 9-1. Eighth inning, get it hot.
Or 1-1.
Get it hot, kid.
Fuck.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, the pitching path to victory today is bizarre.
Score a lot of runs. Score a lot of runs.
All right. Three, two, one, two, three, four. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
What a display.
Two for two yesterday, Gary and Stanton.
It's huge.
Love it. Love it. Leave it. Did we fix my series score?
I believe I did. You said it's 11. It's whatever was in the doc today. I definitely changed it. So.
Hell yeah. Jake, you have first pick today. Why don't you just take Gary and Stanton?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it's looking like. Stanton is going to homer again. We saw the good Giancarlo back. I thought Phillies messed up the game script yesterday. It's fucking idiots.
When Stanton hit the homer, I was excited because of the homer draft, but then when I saw Odor was coming up next, I was like, oh, fuck, he stole his homer.
Dude, So Stanton hit the liner, like I said, to get back on track, and he threw the bat. He did the John Boy got out in the alley, back alley at bats ad. And then Tyler Wade ruined the script. Alvarado wasn't supposed to turn two there. It was supposed to be out at home, Wade safe at first, and that threw off the whole script. So, because Wade Odor had the bunt and everything. So yeah, man, it's Gary and Stanton. It's gonna be cool with both of them heading into Boston with two game homer streaks.
Great picks from you.
Yeah. Is there an official order you want those in? Doesn't matter.
Either. I want their names both connected to each box. I'd like them on top. And on bottom.
On top of being they were your picks yesterday, which they were not.
Holy smokes. Okay. I haven't taken a sip out of this yet. I poured it for myself at the start of the show. I'm so bad at that. Remember Matt Norris was my sip coach in college?
He sure was.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me two sips? Give me two sips, John Boy. Give me two sips for your pick. Why don't you give me two sips? Give me two sips.
I gotta bring up. I just can't.
Before you take Rougned Odor. Bom, bom,
it's pretty
bom.
Simple. I just can't pick Gary and Stanton, right?
Yes.
I will take Gleyber Torres and Esteban Florial.
Those are great picks. Those is great picks. Gleyber got one to the track, one to the wall yesterday. That hurt me a little deep inside. Florial's the best. I love him.
Do you go 1-for-3?
Has
he gone 1-for-3 in every game he's played so far?
Every game he plays. We have rules.
How long do you think he can keep that up? Like, if he goes 1-for-3, how long, how many games does he have to do it for it to actually be a thing?
Today.
That's what I was thinking.
It's today.
It'll be his fourth career
and I don't
game.
Have him. I think he probably gets a couple today, which is kind of messed up. But
if he goes 1-for-3 today, it'd be four games. Every game he goes 1-for-3. We can call him the 1-for-3 kid and then hope it stays.
I don't know. I'm super interested to see. I enjoy watching him play. He had that big He had that big swing on a 3-1, like Nola, nasty changeup, and it's like, I like that a lot. And, yeah, I don't know. I think something in baseball, because I don't think Florial is ready, but I do think there's something, talent meets the league has to figure you out, and you get like 2.5 weeks. And I think Florial could give us that, but he could also eat bugs tonight. But he won't, because these Yankees are absolutely different. Literally.
They are, yeah. It's a whole new team. Oh, my God.
Oh, to the what?
What the heck? My whole chair went low on me. Do this. I
don't
want to
give away your premonition, but does Ryan Lamar wear a leather jacket in the dugout tonight?
He takes it off and hands it to Dono right before entering the dugout. And Dono's like, what? And then Dono wears it the whole night. How small do you feel?
What's the over-under? How I feel every day.
The over-under. What do you think it is? I'm going to guess it's 9.5.
I like the microphone looking like just a big elephant nose.
No, this should be a 10 or 10.5. I think they're going to go 10 flat, those sick fucks.
I like you thinking 10 flat. I like that.
10 flat.
It's 10 flat. That's such a Vegas move.
I am Vegas. Said me.
How do you not pick the over, right?
10 is pretty high, but going through the pitchers that the Yankees are going to use, and the fact that Florial, Gleyber, Gary, and Stanton are homering.
Woj would have to be good, like 4 innings, 1 earned. Abreu would have to be like nasty. And then you're giving up a Wilson bomb.
It's a 7-6 finish.
And with the Phillies, like, I hope.
Great question from Brooke Stevens in the chat.
Yeah.
Like, Ryan Lamar doesn't have the greaser name.
Right.
But he is a greaser.
Well, it's Lamar.
That's not that the Wandy Johnny Chad.
Wandy Lamar.
Lamar doesn't fit that.
Oh, yeah. Chad?
I think he'd go by RL to be a greaser.
That would work.
I think if, like, it would be Wandy, Chad, Johnny, and RL.
Know what it is? In the book, it would be Lamar, the way it's spelled, because it's a cool spelling. And then when they adapted it to a movie, they would change it.
The movie character's first name would just be Lamar.
It just sounds like Lamar, like Lamar Odom. But when you see that in a book, like Lamar, someone's paying him. Luke Voigt's paying him to do that.
That's how he looked. We brought up pictures.
Voigt's paying him so Voigt's greaser look, when he goes full Giambo, looks a little more normal.
Okay, I don't mind it.
You went back up.
Been up. I've been up for a little bit.
That's tough.
Since we started the over-under, I've been up.
That's tough.
Yeah. You're still low.
I went with the over.
I'm going to the over as well. It's 7-6 final.
It's a good pick.
I wrote it down here on my piece of paper.
7-6? I don't have it that close. I have it like 8-5, and there's one scare, like Wilson. Yeah,
Wilson in the eighth.
Yeah.
Makes it 7-6 somehow.
Yeah.
How funny would it be if baseball had bartering?
Go on.
We're going to bring in Wilson. We'll trade you a run for an out right now. And then Wilson just has to get 2 outs. It goes 8-6 immediately, but there's also an out. Like, the managers just come out and they can barter over it just a little bit.
Fine with it. Barter anything.
You can barter anything.
Take the starting pitcher out now. Like, you're getting mowed down. Like, 6 shutout, you're not putting anything out there. It's like, we'll give you 2 runs, take him out. He's at 80 pitches.
2 more and we're done, yeah. That'd be cool, man.
Barter ball.
Wow, new series coming to you soon on JM Baseball, Barter Ball.
Aim up.
How funny would it be if, like, we did that, right? And the first couple episodes were actually, like playing baseball or wiffle ball or blitzball and bartering. Yeah. The third episode comes and it starts and we just barter and then just we just keep like keep growing and then at the end we like get to like and then I'm going to give you this for this and then we like I guess that's the game. And then there's no playing in the video. Literally was just bartering.
You have me losing that, which is tough for me, but
I have us losing track. And someone on the sideline be like, well, what you guys just agreed on ends the game. And then we're like, oh, okay. I guess
that's you don't have you losing that is what I'm telling you.
Why would I have myself losing it?
Exactly.
That's like when they ask CeCe how many games he thinks he's going to win and he says all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Why would I envision myself losing?
Right.
Do you envision yourself losing?
If we did that, where it's a verbal discussion of trying to win a game, the final product has you winning that. That's content, babe.
I'd like to win.
I know.
Who knows where it ends?
I know.
We both have the over. Do you have a premonition?
Okay, so we're in the house tonight.
We always bet the over when we go to the game.
Right. Man. I don't know. I mean, we kind of pegged it with just Wilson in the eighth. Like, you know, they do 80s in the eighth, but it's Wilson in the eighth today. And I could see him feeding off of that. He seems like an 80s music guy. I don't know. You seeing anything in there?
I think it might be one of those games where there's a bird on a post for so long, and then the camera crew starts like
broadcasting
the bird. Like, this bird's been on this post all game.
I might have one.
Okay.
Because, again, like I said in the open, you know, these Yanks did do some small ball yesterday. They stole some bases and stuff. I think we get another triple today. So that when they do the open of the Boston series, they're talking about these new Yankees. They tripled in back-to-back games. They only had one in the season before that. And that's their, like, these Yankees are, this is a new team. So.
It is a new team. I think all triples first time through.
1 through 9.
What's the most amount of consecutive triples hit at Katy Sharp?
Yeah. Because, I mean, back-to-back's done easy.
Do you think there's ever been 4?
That's the question, right? It's 3 or 4.
I'll tweet it right now.
I bet back in the day there was 3. Because, I mean, some of those big stadiums had monster gaps.
Yeah.
The question's 3 or 4. I'll take 3. That feels like the safe bet.
I think there's been 4.
There's a good, like, there is a chance.
Would you place any
5 BBD screams Rhys Hoskins' name tonight until he turns his head? Fair. 5?
Yeah, if it's 5, you have to do that.
What?
Agree or disagree?
You just tell. I do what you tell me.
Okay, that's the show. Goodbye, guys.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.